Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to God's Bishops. I'm Archbishop Bernadine Turner, bringing the word to you again this day, thanking God for you joining me and being a blessing to me. I am looking forward to continued relationships with you. I'm looking forward to the fact that you can email me and call me at any time, that we may go through some of the things that we discuss. I just want to stop this morning and say thank you for joining me. I look at my ratings. I see the kinds of audience that I have on what particular subject matter. And when I pray, I ask God to show me what it is that you have need of, that I may be obedient to my call to give you what the Holy Spirit gives me. So I want to welcome you this morning, and I want you to know that our mission in life's journey is to repair the breach in the walls of the body of Christ where failed overseers and leaders with poor character and judgment have caused the breach and failed the body. We believe that the leadership must first ourselves practice what we preach and live those beliefs before you on a daily basis, that we may bring others to Christ. So I thank you for joining me again this morning. I want to say that the Holy Spirit is really moving to give you some prayers and blessings of favor. There's a couple of things that we need to prerequisite this with so that you can understand that you have to be in Him in order for these prayers and blessings and favor to move upon your life and work for you in your life and those in your household and those that you're praying for. There's some prerequisites. And for some reason, I shouldn't say for some reason, because there's all kinds of people that come forth in the body of Christ who actually do not understand the principles of God. And when you don't understand the principles of God and you open up your Bible and you don't realize that God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one, there's no division in them. There's nothing within them that that will allow you to do things the way you think they should be or have private interpretations. You have to know that a house divided against itself will fall. So because God brought about this whole thing of the kingdom of His from earth, Jesus is bringing it, manifesting it down here on earth as it is in heaven. We have to abide by the rules and regulations of the kingdom of God in heaven. And then we can bind the enemy, and then we can speak to the mountain. It has to get up and remove itself. Then we can move and have our being according to what God says, and whatever we speak shall come to pass based on what is already in heaven. So if we don't abide by the rules and the regulations in heaven, if you are a renegade who want to do it your way, then this probably is not for you unless you can submit yourself to God. Humble yourself. Realize that you're nothing and that He is everything. Understand the principles that operate according to God's will and what He stepped out into the universe and established. You can't go past what God established in this universe. You've got to understand that God is God and there is no other like Him. There is nothing on the face of this earth that can remotely do what God does. Everything else is a mimic. That's what the enemy is. He's a fraud. He's fraudulent in all his ways. But in order for you to be heard in heaven, there are certain things that you have to do on this earth. There are certain lifestyles you have to live. There are certain principles that you have to make up in your mind that you're going to abide by so that you can be blessed. And all of this, God bless me and keep me and let His face shine upon me and give me peace that surpasses all man's understanding. Yeah, that's yours. That's only yours, though, if you can do certain things. Which brings me to Psalms 24. I need you to open up your Bibles. I asked you to have your Bible ready and a paper and pencil. If you don't, then reload this. And when you have the opportunity, if you're at work or whatever, if you're riding in your car and you can't do it, I want you to reload this so that you can write down these principles because they're really important. Psalms 24 speaks of the scriptures are, let me give them to you. Psalms 24, 1 through, let's see, I believe this is 5, and I'm reading from my, 6 through 6. 1 through 6. Psalms 24 is a serious key. You've got to hear what it says so that you can understand how to get your prayers met, so that, heard, so that the things that I'm reading, the prayers and the blessings and the favor and the scriptures that I'm reading you, they will automatically apply to your life if you do what this says. This is a prerequisite for these prayers to work in your life. Oftentimes we pray, and I hate to say this, but certain ones can get on the floor in your churches and they pray, and you just know that they've rained down heaven. But if they have not applied these principles, those prayers that they're saying are going no higher than the ceiling. I need you to know, my brothers and sisters, that you cannot work in that spiritual atmosphere unless you do these things. Let me read the scripture to you so that you can understand. You've got to hear me now, and then I'm going to go to the prayers and blessings and favor of God for your life so that you will know the scriptures, where to go to speak these things. But you've got to meet these conditions first. This is what David said, and these are the psalms that enter you into the sanctuary, okay? Remember, God lives in a sanctuary. He lives in the heavens, the heavenlies, in that special place, that secret place in the heavenlies, but it is a sanctuary, and it is holy, the Holy of Holies, okay? Now, to Yahweh, which is God's name, belong earth, listen to what belongs to God, and all it holds, the world, okay? All that it holds. Now, it's telling you what it holds. The world and all who live in it belong to God. All of the things of this world, including you, belong to God. Now, it's your choice whether you want to continue to be with God. Jesus died on that cross to bring you back to him. So now you call yourself Christian. Okay, so now that you're a Christian, you think that's it? That you don't have to do anything else? Salvation is free, but you got to work it. The Bible says to work out your soul's salvation with fear and trembling. You understand? For God's purposes. Now, to Yahweh belong the earth and all that it holds, the world and all who live in it. He himself, talking about Yahweh, God, founded it on the ocean, based it firmly on the nether sea. Now, this is key. Here it is. Catch it if you can. Who has the right to climb the mountain of Yahweh? Okay? In other words, who has the right to ascend into heaven, into the Holy of Holies? Okay? To get in God's face. Who has that right? We know that Jesus is sitting at his right hand, and we know that he is our Savior. He is our petitioner. He is our attorney, if you will, okay, that pleads our case. He sits at the right hand of God the Father saying, wait a minute, hold up, Dad, hold up, Father, hold up, God, hold up, Yahweh. This is one of ours. And yeah, they need a little tweaking over here. But that's why I died, for that grace, so that they can get it right. Okay? That grace that when they fall down and they stumble, they can get up. And all they have to do is come to me and say, forgive me of my sins of omission and my sins of commission. Blot out all my transgressions. Clean me up that I may be as white as snow. Take my anointing. Take your anointing not from me. Okay, and all these other prayers that we pray to Jesus, okay, so that he will be our advocate to the Father. Now, listen at this. Who has the right to climb the mountain of Yahweh? I explain that. Who, I'm talking about who, has the right to stand in his holy place? Who has that right to stand in his holy place? Because Jesus said, wherever he is, we shall be with him. Okay? Now, he sent the Holy Spirit while we were here on earth so the Holy Spirit could do the work that he left to go to heaven to prepare the place. But he sent the Holy Spirit to do the rest of the work in us, to teach us our faults so that we can get our faults forgiven, the things that we do and the things that we don't know to do, okay? We have got to study this thing. We've got to see this thing. We've got to do what the Holy Spirit says do. Listen at what it says in order to get to that place. Listen at what it says. He, that's anybody in Christ, whose hands are clean. That's the only way you can go to God. Your hands have to be clean. Whose heart is pure. What is a pure heart? A pure heart is an unmixed heart. Okay? An unmixed heart. In other words, you can't be in the world, do the world system, do what you want to do, cry out to Christ, and keep crying out, but keep doing the things that God and Christ tell you that you can't do, okay? Whose heart is pure, it's unmixed, whose soul does not pay homage to worthless things. So, when you're running around here thinking that you can be God-giving by stealing from somebody else, these people who set people up with bad mortgages, but yet some of them go to church and some of them hear the latest thing that, oh, we're getting ready to go, let's take the houses from those who got caught up in that fraudulent stuff, and yet you had to go and pay a price. You got sued. Some of these states, you need to hear this, some of these states are suing the people. You people that have mortgage fraud, and they gave you bad loans, they knew that you couldn't stay in that, and they sat there and made you give them paperwork that was fraudulent paperwork, and they created paperwork for you, okay, without your knowledge, some of you. Okay, to get that loan approved, and then your house, you became fraudulent in your house dealings, and they told you you had to get out. Guess what they were doing to you? They were churning houses. They were actually like insurance companies, agents churn insurance people. In other words, I'm going to take you out of this. Now, you stay in this for 6 months or a year, and then I'm going to get you better coverage, but you still have coverage in the meantime. And then I'm going to take you out of this coverage and put you in this package over here. So what they're doing is getting another commission. They're churning. That's called churning. Okay, they did it in houses as well. They churn houses. And then once you leave, you get scared and you leave your property and you don't fight for it and fight for what they did wrong to you, okay? So a lot of these states went and sued these mortgage companies and these banks, and they got money, but they're not telling you that they got money for that. And then you heard it on the news on MSNBC and CNN about how they didn't lock any of them up. They didn't lock any of them up. Okay, and then they turned around and they got their debt, forgiven. But you didn't get your house forgiven. You lost your house. You lost your house based on the fraudulent activities that they did because they put you in a bad rate in the first place. And like they did me, they told me that I didn't qualify for a loan and I had just sold a property and paid off a lot of debt. So how the heck did I not qualify for another loan? That was BS. But they told you those things and you believed those things. So then you ended up into fraudulent situations that some of you actually did not put yourselves in. Okay? You actually went to the table and told the truth like I did. So what I'm saying to you is the people that did those things, a lot of those people go to church. And a lot of those people call themselves Christians. Because the people that we dealt with called themselves Christian, every last one of them. But guess what? In my state, guess what they did? Every last one of them lost their jobs. Every last one of them lost their companies because of that, because I have clean hands, okay? And when I go before the Father hears what I say. When I pray, he answers. Why? Because I opened up my heart. I let the Holy Spirit teach me and change me. I allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in me. I'm not a liar. I'm not a thief. I'm not a child molester. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a whore. I'm not a, you know, all the way down the list. I made a decision a long time ago. And everybody that was connected to me that lies, steals, cheats, manipulates, okay, and do all those things that are called witchcraft, I've divorced myself from those type of people. I do not allow those people. I will pray for them because, and they have become my enemy because they are angry that I did not allow them to keep staying in my presence, sucking my blessings. You see what I'm saying? When you allow certain types of people to connect to you, when you allow certain kind of people to be connected to you, what they do is they are called blessing stealers. They're called spoilers. And I'm going to give you some prayers against the spoilers. What is it that Dr. Phil and Oprah talk about? They call them baiters, okay? Look at some of those. Look at Dr. Phil's stuff. Get his book if you need to so that you can understand what you're dealing with and then apply to the Word of God so that you can recognize a baiter when you see one. Recognize somebody who's always going underground that really has no intentions of doing right. If somebody's already stolen from you, unless they can come back and say to you, I took this, I took that, I took whatever, and I need your forgiveness for that. Okay, what I need you to do is, if they still have it, let me give this back to you. Then it's up to you to say, no, you go ahead and keep that. I just appreciate the fact that the Holy Spirit has placed, what do you call it? Come on, Holy Spirit. The spirit, because you got to have a spirit in order to cancel another spirit. In other words, if you have the spirit of forgiveness, you can say, oh, I forgive you for that, and you keep that, okay? Then it's up to you to decide whether or not you want them back in your life based on what they said to you. But see, a lot of people's pride is in the way. So pride goes before the fall, all right? So if they still fail and they still don't have enough, they still have pride and they can't come back and say to you, please forgive me for doing that to you. The Holy Spirit has shown me where I was wrong, and I will never do that to you again. You can't allow that type of person. You can forgive them, but because they keep doing that to you, you turn the other cheek by forgiving them, okay? But whether or not you want that type of person, that type of spirit around you, sometimes you have to let people be in their mess until they can see that God is a God that can do for them. They don't have to be envious of you. They don't have to take from you. They don't have to mock you and hate you because of whatever they have in their mind's eye, that you did when you haven't done anything to them. You just gave them the word. And they hate you because of the word. The Bible says there were going to be people that are going to hate you because of the word's sake, because of Christ's sake, because you have made a stand, and the devil can't use them to make you allow an interest back into your life. That's what I'm trying to say to you. So some people you just have to leave alone. Some people you have to hold a handle with a long handled spoon because they will come and back to what the word says, and they can be workable, or they cannot ever be in your life again. It's their choice. It's not yours. It's their choice whether the Holy Spirit will tell you that it's okay to let that person back in your life, and you need to be obedient to what the Holy Spirit says. So when you have people in your life or trying to get back in your life, pray and ask God, do you really want me to allow them to come back in? And if so, if it's for a season, so that you can give them some more word, okay? Or maybe you didn't give them any word, and maybe this is your opportunity to give them some word, okay? So you have to know why they're back in your life, why they are coming back around. You need to know, so only the Holy Spirit can give you that. Now, let me finish reading this. Who has the right to climb the mountain of Yahweh? Who has the right to stand before his holy place? He who has clean hands, whose hands are clean, whose heart is pure, whose soul does not pay homage to worthless things. That's where I was. These are all worthless things. These are things that in the end are going to not matter, because only what you do for Christ is going to last. So if they're not doing something for Christ, if they're not having Christ in their life and wanting to be you to be in their life so you can be their spiritual leader, since they don't know how to receive the Holy Spirit, and you can teach them how to receive the Holy Spirit so that you can teach them, then all these things that they're doing is homage to worthless things, okay? And who never swears to a lie. So you can't be a liar and you can't swear to one. So if you know that there are people are doing things that are wrong, and they want to connect with you, and you have clean hands, how can you connect? In other words, how can you serve God and mammon at the same time? I can't help you, my baby, if you're doing things with unclean hands. I can't work with you. You know, and I'm not sorry, okay? I'm sorry that you can't see, or you're not getting the word and understanding what the word says. You have to come to God with clean hands. If you don't come to God with clean hands and a pure heart, you can forget about your prayers being answered. That's it. There's nothing else for me to say. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I know that may sound harsh, but that's reality. I just read it to you. It says this. He who has clean, because I'm remembering from the King James and the other Bibles I have, the Jerusalem Bible words it a little differently. He whose hands are clean, whose heart is pure, that's the condition, whose soul does not pay homage to worthless things, and who never swears to a lie. Then 5 says, the blessing of Yahweh is his. That's how you get your prayers heard for blessings and favor. Okay? There's nothing else I can say about that. I'm like Forrest Gump. There is nothing else that I can say about that. With that says, it goes on to say this. And vindication from God, his Savior. So God is our Savior. Christ is our Savior. Okay? So, if you do those conditional things, because remember in Revelations it says that a liar is not going to enter heaven. That's in Revelations. That's for you people who believe in New Testament only. That's in Revelations. If you are a liar, forget about it, like the Italians say. Forget about it. It's not going to happen. Okay? The things that God says he hates, there's no sense in you trying to sit here. You can pass every law that's out there that you want to pass. But God said there are certain things that are an abomination to him. He can't look at it. He doesn't want it anywhere near him. And guess what? He ain't hearing Jesus about it. I need to tell you, he's not hearing Jesus about it until you allow that grace that Jesus died on the cross to give you, that grace that says that you know better, I can't do it by myself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself before the Lord. Humble yourself before Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over that spirit that makes you want to do an abominable thing. Okay? And when you humble yourself and say, I can't do it by myself, Lord, you've got to do this thing in me, because I have got to be in you and I've got to have you in me. You have forgiven me. Your grace is sufficient. It's what Paul said. Your grace is sufficient. So if the grace is sufficient to keep you while the Holy Spirit is changing you. So don't stop going to those places that make you want to do those abominable things. If you know somebody else is trying to lure you into a trap of abomination, then you be strong enough. And when you see them on your caller ID, see, it used to be a thing, so you have no excuse anymore. It used to be a thing, and I remember the day when we didn't have caller ID, okay? When we actually had not a private line, but public lines on the telephone. And when you pick up your line and dial your phone and dial somebody, anybody else can ease that phone up and listen at your conversation if they were on your party line. There are a lot of you young people don't know anything about a party line, so people were very careful about what they said over the telephone, okay? And you guys are not being careful about what you say to one another over the phone, like you don't understand that all of the phones can be tapped and are tapped, and they can tap into whomever they choose to, depending upon who you hang out with. So if you're hanging out with people that are terrorists, if you're hanging out with people of certain nationalities, don't you understand? And those people have connections with other people that are terrorists or in cell groups and situations. Don't you understand the government is all over you, my baby? Just like the government is all over me listening to what I'm saying to you on the air, okay? But guess what? I got clean hands and a pure heart, and I've not lifted up my soul unto vanity, and I'm not doing anything that is incorrect and wrong. I refuse to lie. I refuse to do things that I'm not supposed to do according to what God's word says. I keep God's commandments, and I keep Jesus' commandments by loving. I can love all of you, but it does not mean that I love your sin. And I do love you, and I pray for you. But I have to pray that you come to the knowledge of Christ and come to the knowledge of the Holy Spirit and of God's Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, to know that the things that you're doing that are wrong, okay, according to God, are wrong. And I'm going to, as long as I have breath in me, and you can do anything you want to do to me, I'm going to speak God's word regardless, okay? You can shut me off the air, but I will still, wherever I am, and anybody that will listen, I will tell them about the God that I serve, that is a just and fair God, that will forgive you of all your sins of omission, those things that you have omitted to do, and your sins that you have done. And I will be in agreement that the Holy Spirit pricks your heart to get you to understand that all you have to do is get on your knees and humble yourself, okay, and cry out to God, and he is more than able. Christ is more than able to do exceedingly abundantly all that you can possibly ask or think of. Do you know one day I cried out to him and told him to change my life and shut those spirits off of me, shut them down. I cast them down, and I went to speaking God's word over them. And when I looked around, there were certain things that had dropped off my person, and I wasn't even aware that they had been dropped off. Okay? Then it says this, the blessing of Yahweh is his, and vindication from God, his Savior. Such are the people who seek him. You have to seek him, my baby. You can't just say you're a Christian and go and bump it up in church and praise and praise and praise and praise. And then while you're praising, you're winking your eye at the one that you want to be talking to after the service is over, and pointing your finger to your ear and your mouth and saying, give me a call or I'll call you and let's hook up, let's do lunch and all of that. Baby, God ain't in that. I'm so sorry to tell you. God is not in any of that. And guess what? All of that is seen. All of that is seen. Every bit of that is seen. And it's all written down. We're under the blood of Jesus. We're under the blood of Jesus as long as you are seeking his face, okay, and seeking his ways. Because God's ways are not our ways. We have to change our ways. Let the Holy Spirit change your ways to God's ways. Who seeks your presence, God of Jacob. We have to seek his presence. And you do that. And let me give you some ways real quick to know how to seek his presence. And then I've got to move on quickly to the prayers and blessings and favor. It says, the first thing we have to do is our sins of omission and our sins of commission have to be forgiven. We have to ask Christ to forgive us. We have to do that on a daily basis and keep, because we falter. You know, I told you before, my big sin now is I get angry. And guess what? Since I put that on the altar and told God, you got to do something with me, Lord, because my anger causes me to sin. Do something with me, Lord. You don't want me sinning. You don't want me angry at anyone, because that means I'm not trusting in you. If I become angry, that means that there's some things in me that I still have some pride. In other words, somebody is going past my boundaries that make me angry. Okay? So I had to get to that. And God is still working on me with that. But guess what? I see a difference every day. It's harder and harder and harder for people to make me angry. It really is. And I praise God for it. When I go into church and I pray God, but then you know what? I don't have to go into church. I praise God every day. I praise God where I am. I get up in the morning. I have my time with him. I go to bed at night. I have my time with him during the day. I'm constantly saying, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And every time I say, I love you, Lord, don't you know that some shingles are dropped off me? Some spirits are dropped off, because I'm telling God how much I love him every day. And I love him because he loved me first. Okay? When I didn't have a father, when he died at 26 years old and I was a year and a half, he became my father. It took me a while to get to that. But when I read Exodus 22 through 24, okay, Exodus 22 and then 22 through 24, when I read that, of how special orphans and widows are to God himself, I had to get to that. Wait a minute, hold up, I'm special. I'm even more special than the regular people are special. I am really special to God. I had to get to that. Do you know how long that took me to get to that, to realize? Because I still was trying to make my own way. I'm still trying to be married, making my own way, okay? God didn't want me to do that. He wanted me to rely on him. He wanted me to just speak his words and know, okay, and have the clean hands and the pure heart, okay, unmixed, and know that he's got me. See, when people say he's got me, everybody that he said that's saying he got me, he got this, don't really believe that. Everybody doesn't. See, you've got to get to that you are special to him, okay? That, and I know that I'm special, okay? And then he goes on to talk about our sins have to be getting. That's the prerequisites, because he can't forgive us of our sins if we haven't forgiven others of the sins they've committed against us. So all of this hatred and ill feelings and all of that, that has to go, okay, because he can't forgive us of our sins. That's why we're in the same place, trying to get a breakthrough. We can't get a breakthrough. And then we think it's about tithing, and we think it's about this and it's about that. No, and I'm not saying don't tithe, because I do, okay? But I tithe to Israel. That's who I tithe to. I tithe to Israel, because the Israelites have got to go back to Israel, okay? All the different nationalities, God is drawing them back home, okay? Before Christ can come, they've got to be back home. So my tithe goes to bringing them back home and sustaining them, okay? So, whoo, Lord have mercy. You've got to get yourself ready and together before your prayers can be heard. We've been taught all these different things, but people are not telling you the whole thing, okay? And not that I know the whole thing. I can only give you what the Holy Spirit gives to me, and then when he gives it to me, then it may be another season that he'll give me the next piece. You know what I'm saying? But as he gives it to me, I'm sure going to share it with you, okay? Then he goes on to say, we've got to have the spirit of praise, okay? Worship for who he is and what he does for us. And just because he's worthy to be worshiped and praised, okay? Because we can't do the things that he does. Only when we get into him and he gets into us can we start, it will start manifesting. Then we can walk and do those things. Then we can walk on water. You understand? Then we can speak to that mountain, and that mountain has to get up and remove itself according to the word, okay? But you've got to be strong in the power of his might and not our might. Okay, then it goes on. Humility has to be found in us. We're running around here bragging about how great thou art and how we can do this and how we can do that. And when I pray, this happens and that happens and bloop de bloop de bloop de bloop. Ain't nothing happening through you. Nothing is happening through you other than through the Holy Spirit, my baby. It ain't you. Okay, you're still as filthy rags. I'm still as filthy rags. Why? Because I have a temper and do me something. Okay, I'll pray for you. Now I've gotten where I won't do you something back. I'll pray for you and look at it. Look at you like Moses did from that on the side from that burning bush that Josephus talks about. Okay, I've just gotten past that. All right, I just have to tell you the truth. All right, I've forgiven people of what they've done for me, and you know what? And it lifted such a burden. It lifted such a burden to be able to forgive. And so now my stuff is being forgiven, and I'm watching the hand of God move in my life mightily, doing anything that I ask. Why? Because I have put myself in a position to be blessed. You have to position yourself, okay? You've got to be humble. You've got to come in the spirit of thankfulness. There are so many Christians that are so ungrateful. I ain't seen nothing like it. You call yourself a Christian and you have the spirit of entitlement that people owe you and people have to do this and that. Some people don't have to do a daggone thing for you. Okay? Anything that's given to you is because God has given you favor. You better get to that. He's given you a time to draw you. So don't get pompous. Okay? Don't be pompous. Don't think that you're all that in a bag of chips, because I need to tell you that you're not, okay? Only the meek shall inherit the earth, okay? So you want to buy land and you want to be in a position, and you see how the stock market is up and down, and you can't even depend on that anymore to buy stocks and bonds and whatever, and all of that stuff is worthless anymore, okay? They're getting ready to bring Walmart down. You know, and all these stores and corporations and things that have been operating under a 501c4, okay? You're supposed to be nonprofit. How are you making profit in a nonprofit? Excuse me? What does nonprofit mean? Okay? So all this stuff is right before your eyes. You better pay attention. You better know something. You better pay attention. You better be in God at this point in time, baby. Because when this thing comes down the pike the way it's getting ready to come down the pike, a whole bunch of stuff is gonna be revealed, a whole bunch of stuff. And I want you to know something. God is not a liar. God is not mocked. If he say you going to jail, he's going to handle up on you for the stuff that you do. Okay, that's exactly what's getting ready to happen. The only thing that's staying his hand is Christ Jesus. So you better be in Christ to get him to stay your hand until you can get yourself right and do the things that you're supposed to be doing and stop all this foolishness. Okay, then you have to have faith. If you don't have no faith, it's impossible to please God. First of all, the word says, okay, so you can't even please him. So how you coming to his faith and you can't even please him? Okay, because you have no faith. All right. So the only way that you cannot have faith is for you to start purpose to have clean hands. And once you stop doing manipulating the system, and when you stop manipulating this and manipulating that and manipulating your parents and your wives and manipulating your husbands and manipulating, that's a witchcraft spirit. Once you stop that, okay, and say, Lord, I remove myself from trying to make anybody do anything, and I'm laying myself on your altar, okay, and I'm going to bear this cross, and I'm going to continue to seek your face, Selah. Pause and think about it, okay? Then you will see the hand of God move in your life for real, okay? Because, see, when you're manipulating and doing all these different things and trying to make things happen for yourself, you're operating under a spirit of witchcraft, whether you know it or not. All right? And let me say this while I'm at it. You know people, and it may be you that I'm speaking to right now yourself. If you have somebody that is strong in your family, that is of God, that is living a clean life, that is doing what the Word of God says do, stop trying to find fault with them because you're manipulating that situation to make yourself look better because you're not at that point yet. That's the spirit of witchcraft. And when you keep doing that and doing that and doing that, your prayers are not being answered because you are a manipulator. And I'm going to speak again on manipulation so that you can understand some of the signs of a manipulator. You've got to stop doing that because that's the spirit of witchcraft that the enemy is using. And many of you are in church. You will stop when you see that God is moving on somebody or somebody's getting ready to be raised, or you hear that the pastor or the pastor steward or someone that's close to the pastor is seeing someone that's come into the church that's doing starting to do a good work and God is working with them and they're accepting their call, and then you shut that down. Do you realize what you're doing when you shut down people coming together to build a church for real, with truth and honesty, so that you can control who moves and has their being at that church? Ooh, God is going to handle up on you. I need you to understand something, my baby. I need you to understand God is going to handle up on you. And those things that you do, that's why you don't understand why nothing happens well for you and nothing happens good for you and your family and your situation. And everything you put your hands to, nothing works. That's the spirit that you're using that's shutting yourself down. Nobody's praying against you. Nobody's saying anything about you. You're doing it to yourself, and you know who you are. So you need to repent of that thing and come clean with the person you're doing it to and ask their forgiveness for real and shut that pride down, because if you don't do that, nothing that you touch is going to happen good for you. I'm telling you, and I'm speaking to you, and you know who you are out there. Okay, then the spirit of love and adoration. You've got to love your enemies. Lord have mercy. That was a hard one for me to do, to love my enemies, people that I know for a fact that tried to bring me down. I know for a fact, and some of them have come back to the surface since I've been down here in Baton Rouge for 7 years. Some of you people that listen right here on this show that I know for a fact, and you're hiding behind, as a follower, you're hiding behind some other stuff and a name of whatever. But it's okay, because if that's what it takes to you to hear the word of God, if that's what it takes, you go ahead and hide. But what you need to do is come clean, because if you don't have clean hands, ain't none of your prayers going to be answered. Trust me, I just read it to you. I just told you what the word of God said, okay? And you've got to hear, because God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are one, and you cannot separate that. Of this what God said and this what Jesus said, because Jesus said, I do nothing that my Father does not tell me to do. So what was he saying? He's in agreement with everything his Father says. Why? Because he's part of the Trinity. He cannot be part of the Trinity without doing that, without feeling that way and being that. You understand? So stop trying to make a division and saying that the Old Testament is done away with. Old Testament ain't done away with. That's your history, baby. Just like you can't do away with your history. That's your 201 file. Excuse me. God created the heavens and the earth. Please, don't you buy into that foolishness. God created the heavens and the earth, baby. I read that to you this morning, too. Okay? And everything in it. And everything in it belongs to him, including you. Okay? But it's your choice is whether you want to stay with it and live or die. Die dog's life. It's up to you. Okay? And I don't mean to sound harsh, but I do. It's true. If it takes, wake me, shake me, not when it's over. Not when it's over. Wake me and shake me today so that I can live a life and be blessed on this earth. I want to be blessed before. As a matter of fact, I want my latter days better than my former days. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm standing on that scripture, and I'll read that for you in the morning. And then, with clean hands and a pure heart, who's not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Okay? All this haughtiness and all this thinking you're more than you are and all of this, whatever else the case is. Selah. All right? Let's get to it. Now, the Bible says this in Job 22:28, and I read this the last time on the last episode. I shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in my life. Job 22:28. I have favor with God and with man. Luke 2:52. Wealth and riches are in my house, and my righteousness endures forever. Psalms 1:12-3. I will be satisfied with long life, and God will show me his salvation, okay? Not my salvation, his salvation, Psalms 91:16. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Psalms 91:1, okay? No nuisance pestilence shall come nigh my dwelling, and all those other scriptures go with that. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You can only do it if you have clean hands and a pure heart. If you've not lifted up your soul unto vanity and sworn deceitfully. Okay? You gotta have clean hands in order for this to work. Okay? No evil will befall me and no plague shall come near my dwelling. Psalms 91:10. My children are taught of the Lord and great is their peace. See, when you got children and they don't have no peace, okay, how can they? You don't have clean hands. It all comes and starts with you. All right? Then it says this, I am strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16. I'm strengthened with might by his spirit. Doesn't have anything to do with me. I can be weak in my body, but strong in my spirit through the Holy Ghost, through God's spirit. Okay? And I am rooted and grounded in love, Ephesians 3:17. So I have love for everybody. I'm just not going to agree, and you're not going to make me agree and deal with those things that God says are an abomination. You understand? And I can forgive you, and I can pray for you, okay? But I cannot sup with that. Do you understand? And especially with you knowing that what you're doing is wrong and you don't turn from your wickedness, why? Why can't I sup with you and deal with you? Because if I don't make a stand for righteousness, guess what? What will happen to me eventually? You're going to keep on being you, and eventually I'm going to bow my knees to something that you do that will get me caught up and taken away from God, and I lose my soul salvation behind some little bitty little foxes that spoil the vine. You understand? My vine is connected to the real vine, the true vine, Jesus Christ, and I cannot and I will not allow anybody or anything to take my eyes off of my prize. I've worked too hard at this. I've allowed the Holy Spirit. This has been too painful a journey for me to kill this flesh. And I'll be doggone if I'm going to let some litty bitty little something or other come through. I see you. Okay? I see you. God sees you. The Holy Spirit sees you. And he's going to lead me in all understanding and truth. Okay? I am rooted and grounded in love, Ephesians 3:17, and I bless my natural enemies, and I overcome evil with good, Matthew 5:44. So we have spiritual enemies, and we do have natural enemies, even though this battle that we have, this warfare, is not against flesh and blood. This warfare is a spiritual warfare for my soul. Know what it's for. The purpose of it is for my soul, to keep me from entering in the kingdom of life, God's kingdom, okay? And once I've entered in, It only comes to see if it can get me to bow my knee, okay, to some ungodliness somewhere. So I refuse to allow it to even enter in. So I have to keep my flesh under subjection, okay? I die to self, self daily, baby, because if it were me, it would be so, all my enemies would be dead. Why? Because I would have taken one of my machetes, okay? And when you came across my path, and if you did me wrong, you had better not go to sleep, okay? But guess what? That man is dead, and I refuse to allow anger to make him rise again. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? I'm talking to somebody with an anger problem out there. I'm talking to somebody that has made some serious changes in your life, but you still have not made a handle, taken a handle, and given that to Christ. Put that anger on the altar, baby, because that anger will take you out of here. Trust me, because that old man will rise up, okay? And you don't want any part of that, because that's not going to be in the kingdom. That's not kingdom living, okay? So I denounce, as I renounce, and I denounce, and I proclaim what God said, and move away from anything that is not of God. Then he goes on to say this: Lord, bless me and keep me. Make your face to shine upon me and be gracious unto me. Lord, lift up your countenance upon me and give me peace. That's Numbers 6:24 through 26. Okay? Make me as Ephraim and Manasseh, Genesis 48 and 20. Let me be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessing. Not the blessing that I can contrive, not the blessing that I can make happen, but your blessing, that one that I don't have to pick up and do no wrong and manipulate for. Okay, that's the blessing that I want. Deuteronomy 33 and 23. Lord, command your blessing upon my life. Okay, that's what I ask him every day. And give me revelation and let me be blessed. Matthew 16 and 17. I am the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and I receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, in blessing, bless me. And in multiplying, multiply me as the stars of heaven and as the sand of the seashore. Okay? Let your showers of blessing be upon my life. Ezekiel 34:26. Turn every curse sent my way into a blessing. Nehemiah 13 and 2. See, when your enemies call themselves cursing you because you speak up for righteousness and you stand for righteousness, people don't want you to stand for righteousness if they're not righteous. If they, you know, I had a minister say to me one time, oh, I didn't know that you felt like that, you know, about our university. And I was saying how we, God has sent us out to empower, because we have a 501c. And, to empower his people, and if you qualify, we meet the qualifications, we can bless you with diplomas depending upon your work experience and your education level and your things that you, the community service and the things that you have done. Some of that stuff adds up to many of those adds up to hours that can work toward a degree for you. So our university, the Bishop's Theological University, it gives degrees, and we don't charge for those degrees. And if you need additional work or studies, we can give you, we have courses that you can take, and we can provide those courses for you to take towards your degree, okay? So, but we've had some ministers to say to us that they have taken, have charged people for that. And this particular one said to me that that's my hustle. And I said, what did you say? That's my hustle. So in other words, you're going to take what God gave Archbishop Williams and myself to do for his people, and you're going to charge them, but yet we're not charging them, and you're going to charge them to get a degree through us, and that's your hustle? Are you sick? Are you crazy? This is what you just said to me. I can't believe you said that. So you know what? You got to get off my board. I don't want anything to do with you. You are you need deliverance for real, and you have a deliverance ministry, and you can say things like that. Ooh, I don't believe. You know, I mean, some of the things that people say to you when they're explaining why they do what they do, then you know where they are and what condition that their spirit is in. You know, and when I talked to you, no wonder you said to me that you didn't want to have a course in your course of study about manipulation and witchcraft. Oh, well, I understand now why you didn't want to have that as a study. And I said, well, nobody that you can recommend, and I know that you're teaching classes, and you're teaching good classes, but nobody that you can recommend can come to me unless they do have that. Okay? Because God is saying that he can't have a spirit of manipulation. That's what's wrong with the church today. That's the reason people don't want to go to church. So you're one of the main reasons that people don't want to go to church. So your whole thing is to manipulate your people to pay you a salary. Well, what we do for free. We don't charge people to do anything for consecrations and nothing else. Because that's what God told us to do. Okay? We're like the disciples. We are disciples. We're true disciples. Do you understand? That's what makes the difference. You can see when people have unclean hands what that leads to. And I have to say, my brothers and sisters, I hate to keep going through that. Let me give you some more stuff. Don't laugh. Because I can really get caught off to some of this stuff. I mean, I see this stuff as an archbishop, and I have to speak. So if it hopefully some of this helps you. And I pray that it does, because the Holy Spirit wouldn't bring it up if it didn't. Okay, that's supposed to reach somebody else. All right, I see. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, let's go on. Lord, command your blessings upon my life and give me revelation and let me be blessed. Matthew 16:17. I read about I'm the seed of Abraham. Okay, let your showers of blessings be upon my life. Ezekiel 34:26. And turn every curse sent my way into a blessing. That's where I was, Nehemiah 13:2. Okay, turn the curses, because I got curses after then. Things start happening around, so that means that the person that said that to me realizes that I see them, so they started speaking ill against me. But I bind that in the name of Jesus, and I have a power to bind that. Okay, and every time they send a curse, then I turn it around for a blessing for me. And let your blessings make me rich, Proverbs 10:22. Let all nations call me blessed, Malachi 3:12. And let all generations call me blessed, Luke 1:48. And I am a daughter of the blessed, or a son of the blessed, as you would possibly say, Mark 14:61. I live in the kingdom of the blessed, Mark 11:10. Why? Because I live in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ and I sup together. I am his and he is mine. Do you understand? So I can gladly say that I'm his and he's mine. My sins are forgiven. Okay, and I am blessed, Romans 4:7. See, first my sins are forgiven, and then I am blessed. That's what I was saying. Here's another scripture to back that up. Lord, you daily load me with benefits, Psalm 68:19. I am chosen by God, and I am blessed, Psalm 65:4. My seed is blessed, Psalm 37:26. Let me inherit the land, Psalm 37:22. I am a part of a holy nation, and I am blessed, Psalms 33:12. Lord, bless my latter end. This was the one I quoted earlier. More than my beginning, Job 42:12. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? When I tell you stuff, it's because I've read the scriptures and I know that it's true. Lord, let your presence bless my life, 2 Samuel 6:11. I drink the cup of blessings, 1 Corinthians 10:16. Lord, bless me and cause your face to shine upon me, that your way may, now listen at this, that your way may be known upon the earth and your saving health among all nations. Let my land yield increase and let the ends of the earth fear you, Psalm 67. I know you favor me because my enemies do not triumph over me, Psalms 41:11. Lord, be favorable unto my land, Psalms 85:1. And in your favor, Lord, make my mountain to stand strong, Psalms 30:7. Lord, I entreat your favor, Psalms 45 and 12, and let your favor cause my horn to be exalted. Psalms 89, 17, Lord, this is my set time for favor. I love that one. Psalms 102 and 13, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you bring unto your children, and visit me with your salvation. Psalms 106 and 4, Lord, I entreat your favor with my whole heart. Psalms 119 and 58, let your favor be upon my life as a cloud of the latter rain, Proverbs 16:15, and let your beauty be upon my life, and let me be well favored, Genesis 29:17. And I close with this, I am highly favored, Luke 1:28. Lord, let me receive extraordinary favor in Jesus' name. Come join me next time for the next series. I love you, and remember to be blessed and keep clean hands and a pure heart. Amen, amen, and thank God.